Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Elemental Evan podcast. As always, this is your host, Evan Roberts, and on this podcast, I break down health topics from a holistic and simplified perspective so you can walk away from all these episodes with some tools in your belt to apply them to your life and create some change, hopefully for the better. And on today's episode, we are going to be covering the topic of mindful eating, because honestly, it's not just about what you're eating, but it's also how you're eating it. And this is not to add more to the plate of being healthy, because I know that can sometimes be a little bit overwhelming. In fact, a lot of these mindful eating practices are represented in a lot of the, I would say, traditional norms of eating food, like sitting around a table with people is one of those things. But also understanding that we should be not driving around in a car at 70 miles an hour and trying to shovel down some food at the same time. And, you know, maybe taking a moment to sit down with friends, family, and loved ones. And also maybe even taking a few deep breaths or having a prayer before a meal and the benefit that that can actually have for your body, regardless of the type of food that you are eating. And no, that is not a pass to just eat whatever kind of food you want. But nonetheless, there is still a really interesting topic that we're going to cover called the rabbit effect. And it really speaks largely to the power of pretty much the intention that you put behind the food, as well as to yourself and those around you, and the role that that can play in our health. So first off, let's just kick it off with what mindful eating is. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It is literally kind of what it sounds like. It's just, you know, maybe being present with your food, maybe taking a moment to sit down and really enjoy your food while paying full attention to it as well. You could pay attention to the way that it smells, to the way that it tastes, the way that it looks, feels, all of that good stuff, and maybe even envisioning it, nourishing your body as you're consuming it. So those could all be kind of a way of thinking of mindful eating, but at the end of the day, you really just want to be present with your food, and that can literally start from the moment you start preparing your food all the way to the moment where you are finished eating and officially just in full-on digestion mode. Now, mindful eating, why is this important? Well, it's important because we live our lives in a go-go-go kind of fashion most of the time. You know, for those of us who have very busy jobs, or maybe you have kids as well, or maybe you have both a job and kids, and on top of that, maybe you have even more things going on. So obviously, it goes without saying, we live very, very busy lives, and it feels like there's just not enough time in the day. And don't get me wrong, I am guilty of this as well. I don't do it often, but you know, eating in the car is something that a lot of people do. I'm sure if you commute to work, you can see many people eating, I don't know, a burrito or sandwich or something on their way to work. It's a very common thing because we just don't have enough time in our mornings to fit in that meal. But by doing that, you are eating in essentially the wrong state. And what I mean by that is, we have this connection between the mind and the body. And of course, the entire body and the mind and everything, it's all interconnected to a degree. And you know, what affects one area of the body or the mind can affect another and vice versa. But when it comes to our nervous system, you pretty much have, for the most part, these two states in which you exist, which is the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. So if you're in a car and sitting in traffic and you're angry at the person that just cut you off, it's very likely you are in the sympathetic nervous system state, which I like to think of it as the gas pedal, right? It's the go, go, go. It's the action. It's the, you know, get up and do things kind of state. You know, maybe it's kind of associated with things like cortisol, for example. And it's not to demonize this state at all. This state is very, very necessary for us to accomplish great things, right? It gives us drive and it literally allows us to respond to outside external events. But if you're living in that state all the time, it can become very taxing on the body. Now, on the other side of that, the yin to the yang here is our parasympathetic nervous system. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system is literally pretty much the opposite. It is the brake pedal of the car. So it is the rest and the relax, and more importantly, it is the digest state of our nervous system. So when we're in this state, we are fully relaxed, we are calm, probably have lower blood pressure levels, just in a very calm and relaxed state. And when we're in this state, we are also primed to do certain things like digest food. So it is very important that when we consume our meals, we want to be in this state, the parasympathetic nervous system state, to digest our food. However, we, like I just mentioned earlier, tend to eat in the opposite state, which is the sympathetic nervous system state. And that is a state that is not primed for eating food. It is primed for responding to external events. It is, you know, meant to keep us alive and to, you know, help us to run faster or think more effectively and do all these different things that are demanded of us throughout our day. But once again, it is just not the state we want to be in for when we're digesting food. So when it comes to mindful eating, we really want to be mindful of the state that we're in when we start consuming food. So for example, if you think that the mind and the body aren't connected, for example, just take a moment here and you can think of an event that happened today or earlier this week or any moment in your life, really. And if it was something where a person wronged you, someone did something very mean to you, and, you know, it was just something that really hurt and did not feel good when the person did that. If you sit and think of that long enough, and I mean truly play out that moment in your head, you can actually start to get into the state where you almost feel like you're back in that moment. You know, you can get angry, you can feel the blood pressure rise, you can just really feel like you're reliving that experience. Well, if you also do the opposite of that, which is maybe take some deep breaths and just really relax, try to clear your mind, maybe meditate, the opposite is going to happen. You're going to enter into a more calm and relaxed state, the parasympathetic state. And therefore, we can really help to control the state that we are in when we are about to consume food. So, for example, if you are driving in your car, it's probably just best not to eat food. And I know that's really a bummer, especially for people who do have a long commute time. I would just highly recommend trying to fit in a meal either before or after the driving process. It's going to just overall be a better process and experience for your body to not consume food while you're on the road, just because typically it's hard to not be in the sympathetic state when you are driving in your car. So we really want to make sure that when we have a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or whatever, you really want to enter that meal with a lot of intention and mindfulness if possible. So this could look like, for example, taking a moment to sit down before you eat your meal and literally just say a prayer or give thanks. Could be, you know, whatever form you want it to take. It doesn't have to be religious of any kind, but just taking a moment to really pay some respect to the food and find some gratitude for the fact that you even have some food to eat, and just take a moment to really tap in with your body and also take a couple deep breaths. You can do a few different styles of breathing. You could, I mean, at the most basic level, you could just take deep, slow breaths in and out. That's one way of doing it. There's also I think it's called the physiological sigh, which is where you take a deep inhale through the nose, and then right at the top, you hold for a second, and then you inhale just a little bit more. So really packing the lungs with as much air as possible. And then slowly and controlled, you want to blow out of your mouth like you're blowing through a straw, and do it very, very slowly. That would be your exhale. And if you do just a few breaths like that, you're really going to activate your parasympathetic nervous system and get into a rest, digest, and relax state. So that's one thing you can first off do before you even start to consume your food to help get into this mindful eating practice. Another thing you can do is you can share a meal with some good company. So if you are with a loved one or a friend or a family member or something like that, you can always have a meal with them. And usually being around enjoyable people with good food is just one of life's great experiences and treasures, honestly, in my opinion. It's a great opportunity to share some quality time with people as well as some good food. And on that note, it does seem that the people and the setting in which we're in when we're consuming our food does play a role. So there was actually this thing called the rabbit effect. Now, I wasn't able to actually find the study. I found the abstract of the study, which is still interesting to read. But nonetheless, there was a doctor out of New Zealand. I believe his name was Dr. Robert Nerem, if I'm saying that right, N-E-R-E-M. And back in the 1970s, they were running a study on rabbits where they wanted to see the correlation between a really high-fat diet over several months and then its correlation to heart disease. Well, sure enough, they ran the tests or the study, and they found with pretty much every single one of the rabbits, what they predicted to be true was true. The rabbits had higher levels of cholesterol, blood pressure, heart rates, all the shebang. And the weird thing was that there was a group of rabbits that did not show these higher levels of cholesterol and blood pressure and all that. They actually had up to 60% fewer fat deposits, yet they were eating the exact same food as all of the other rabbits. Now, they were really intrigued as to why this was happening, so they asked the person who was handling the rabbits and when they were feeding the rabbits their food, and the person was saying that when they would feed the rabbits, the one thing that they were doing differently was that they were actually petting the rabbits and speaking kindly to the rabbits as they were feeding them and before they were feeding them, so that they were putting the rabbits into a calm and relaxed state before they were consuming their food. They, I guess, ended up running some more studies on this, and yeah, hence comes out the term the rabbit effect, and there's even a book that's written on it. I have not read the book. You can find it online. I think it was written in like 2019. But nonetheless, this really speaks to the fact that the state that we are in and the company that we are surrounded by really plays a huge role in the food that we're consuming and our health. Because these rabbits were literally eating the exact same diet. The only difference was they were getting love and affection and care given to them before and I believe during while they were eating their food. So the same likely holds true for us. I believe that it does hold true for us personally. And you know, another thing too is, if you've ever had a meal where right before you were about to eat, there was a fight that broke out, or maybe you were in an argument with someone, maybe a family member or your partner, whatever it might be, when that food is on your table and you're, you know, in the middle of an argument, do you feel like eating food at that moment in time? No. The answer is absolutely 100% no. You actually feel almost like you have a knot kind of in the upper portion of your stomach, maybe even in your throat. Like consuming food is kind of like the last thing you actually want to be doing at that moment in time. And it's just because your body is not in a state where it feels comfortable and relaxed to consume that food. It's not in the proper state to be doing so. So it's once again just another example of how if we are not in the correct state, the parasympathetic nervous system state, to digest food, it's just not going to be the most beneficial for us because our body is not in a time and place where it's going to be best able to digest and assimilate all of the food that we're consuming. That's not to say, once again, that you can't eat in a sympathetic nervous system state, right? Of course you can, but it's probably not going to be best for your body. Now, another thing about this is when you eat food in a, you know, very uptight state, as opposed to when you're in a very relaxed state, for me personally, I notice that my food sits better with me. I feel more comfortable. I'm able to really pay attention to the food that I'm eating and not overeat, which is a really big one as well. because I'm able to really follow that 80% full rule, which, you know, a lot of cultures, like, for example, the Blue Zone in, what is it, Okinawa, I believe they do this as well, where they say to themselves before every single meal, they say, only till 80% full. And it literally is just a reminder that they are going to stop eating when they're 80% full, because you do not want to overeat and feel all lethargic. It's just overall much more beneficial for you to stop when you're 80% full. What's going on, everybody? Over the last couple of years, one of my goals has been to actually decrease the amount of supplements that I was taking. At the time, I was taking a ton of different supplements in my cabinet, and I just really didn't know if there were a ton of benefit to me or not. So I went ahead and reevaluated everything in my cabinet, and I came into 2024 with a very simplified cabinet of health supplements that I take on the daily. And one of those things that is sure to be in my daily mix is the spirulina and chlorella from Energy Bits. It is literally one of my favorite supplements to take. It's a microalgae, which is basically just a food that's been grown and then dried and placed into these little tiny bits, or energy bits, you can call them. And so they're essentially just a food that is loaded with over 40 plus vitamins and minerals. You have spirulina, which is going to have all 9 essential amino acids, and you have chlorella, which is going to be extremely potent in chlorophyll, which, if you're unfamiliar with chlorophyll, it is able to detoxify your blood from heavy metals and mycotoxins and so much more. Spirulina and chlorella are something that I think should be in everyone's diet. And this is my favorite way of making sure that I'm getting in some form of seafood. And if you want to get your hands on some of these energy bits, then please go ahead and check out the link in the description of this show. It's going to have a 20% discount code as well for your entire order, which is just my way of saying thank you for being a listener to this show. And I hope you love it as much as I do. And here's to decluttering that super packed supplement cabinet of yours and making it a little bit more simplified. Alrighty, y'all, back to the show. So all of this leads me down to some tips and tricks that you can do when you are trying to do mindful eating. I think I've included a couple pitfalls to watch out for as well. But mainly when we're looking at mindful eating, you want to really start becoming mindful before you even sit down to consume your food. You want to, maybe even when you're preparing the food, actually take a moment to really be in tune with the food and have a little bit of thanks for the food. And, you know, if you're preparing food for other people, maybe you're also preparing that food with love, right? Like, as cheesy as that sounds, truthfully, preparing it with love for the people that you love and enjoy spending time with, right? Because cooking for someone is a form of showing your love for another person, right? It is truly an act of service, and, you know, sharing what would have been, you know, hunting and gathering with loved ones and the people that you share time with in your community. So it's very important for us to, if we are preparing food for others, to be mindful and try to put a little bit of love in that food when we're cooking it. And we also want to maybe set a schedule around our meals if possible, which, once again, this is a very classic, traditional kind of thing where, you know, we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but maybe you do create some very specific times throughout your day where it is meant for you to be eating, because as you start to create that habit, it's going to be easier for your body to recognize that, hey, this is the time in which I typically consume food. And maybe your body will naturally kind of get into that state of, you know, rest and relax and digest. So trying to create a little bit of a schedule around it can be good. Eat sitting down, not standing up, and hopefully without distractions around as well. Of course, there's many people, myself included, from time to time, who do eat with distractions around, hence the TV or your phone or your laptop or whatever it might be. We really want to try to limit those times where we are sitting down in front of the TV consuming food. The occasional time here and there is not going to be the worst thing, but we kind of want to make sure that that's not like the every single time, the 100% every single day sitting down in front of the TV. We want to maybe sit down with a partner and a friend or a family member, or even if you're by yourself, you can just sit down at the table by yourself and just really be present with the food and enjoy it. Because after all, it's nourishment for your body. It's going to become your body. So why not take a moment to just really appreciate it? And on top of that, we also want to work on portion control. So one thing with mindful eating is being mindful of the messages that your body is sending to you. So as you start to get full, your body will start to let you know that you are getting full, and we can simply listen to it or we can ignore it and just eat as fast as we can and fill our bellies up as full as we possibly can until we feel sick. But that's definitely not going to be the best practice for mindful eating. So what I like to do is I like to prepare a plate that is a good sized plate, but doesn't have to be overly done, and sit down, eat that food, enjoy it, but then take a moment between getting seconds. So take maybe 10 or 15 minutes, doesn't have to be a super long time, and just take a moment to sit down with that food, let it kind of start digesting. And after that 10 to 15 minutes, if I'm still super hungry, then okay, I'll go back and I'll serve a little extra food and enjoy that, you know, next portion of food. But 9 times out of 10, after that 10 to 15 minutes, I am super satisfied with my meal. I feel nice and content, not overly stuffed. And so it's a perfect practice to just prepare a plate of food and then leave some time in between getting seconds, if you get seconds at all. That way you can really help to work on the portion control and to listen to your body, right? It's a good practice to have that little 10 to 15 minutes after our meal to tune in with our body and really see if we are truly still hungry or if we're satisfied and if the meal is sitting really nice with our body. We also want to, once again, listen to the 80% rule. So while you are eating, if your plate is super packed and you overdid it, then maybe take it slow. And if you're feeling yourself already getting full before you finish your plate, then be mindful of that and don't be afraid to stop eating. You don't have to finish your entire plate. That's an issue that I have. Growing up, it was like you always had to finish the whole plate. It's okay. You're a grown adult. You can have leftovers for later. So you don't have to finish your entire plate if you're already getting full. And then also taking some deep breaths before your meal. This can be one of the best practices to get yourself into that parasympathetic state before consuming some food. That way you're priming your body to be in the correct state for digesting food. Now, you can also do things like a gratitude practice. You could do prayer. There's, you know, multiple different practices that you can use to get your body into that state. And then another big one, which I definitely have gotten better at over the years, but when I was younger, I used to just practically inhale my food, which is not a good idea. You really do want to chew your food thoroughly. And by doing this, I don't remember the exact numbers, nor do I remember where the study was done and all that, but they were saying that people who simply chewed their food better, even though it was the exact same food as everyone else, they had less bloating just by chewing their food more thoroughly. So take time, chew your food. It's not a race. You know, take a moment to enjoy it. That's all a practice of the mindful eating, right? It's just being very present with the food. And then last but not least, let us not eat food when we are in a hurry or in a bad mood or any of those different things that are going to trigger our sympathetic nervous system and get us into a, survival instinct mode, right? Like, we do not want to be consuming food in that state. And last but not least, let's also try to put some love and care into the food that we are preparing, both for ourselves and for the people who might be consuming the food with us. So those are going to be some of the practices you can use for mindful eating. And like I said, I don't want to make this a, you know, additional thing that you have to worry about when you're already trying to eat, healthy food on top of that. Of course, we want to really prioritize just eating whole foods and doing our best with that first off. If it's the option of eating KFC or eating a whole food meal, but you have to eat it in a hurry or something like that, of course, I would much rather you have the whole foods as opposed to the KFC, for sure. But I think it really does go It's really worth mentioning that taking some time to be present with our food is going to go a long way, and it can have some really profound effects, even if we are maybe consuming not the best food possible. It's like I always say, if you're going to consume some not super healthy food, maybe even some alcohol, at least do it in good company, right? Like, let's at least foster our relationships with our friends, family, loved ones, all that good stuff, so that we are, maybe enjoying some of the foods that we know we probably shouldn't be eating all the time. But having it on the occasion, especially in good company, is, probably something you can give yourself a pass on. I definitely give myself a pass on it. If I know that I'm going to be spending time with good company, I will go ahead and consume food that I typically do not consume. And it's usually just an awesome time, because sharing a meal with good people is, like I said, it's one of life's true pleasures. And so, we don't have to get too strict on ourselves when it comes to those kind of things. But a lot of these are very intuitive. We already have some traditional social norms around these things, like eating at a table with friends or family and loved ones, taking a moment to appreciate our food, whether that is prayer or something different. Really taking a moment to allow our food to digest, trying to be in a good state, not in a hurry, not in a rush, not angry, not in a bad mood. These are very common practices as is, but I think since we live such a crazy, hectic lifestyle most of the time, it's really worth mentioning the power of mindful eating and really just putting some attention, gratitude, and appreciation into the food and the people around us when we're consuming our meals. So that's going to do it for today, y'all. This was mindful eating and its benefits for our health. Don't stress out on trying to do all the perfect things every single time to be healthy. Remember, these are just little tools for your tool belt to apply as best as you can. And, definitely don't stress out on these things if you're not able to always eat in a relaxed and calm state and, take some time to prepare the food and all that good stuff. That's okay. Just make sure that you are trying your best every single time. And that's going to go a long ways. So anyways, y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I really appreciate you all, as always, for tuning in on this episode. It's such a pleasure to have every single one of you listening. And if you haven't already, of course, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. It's going to make sure you don't miss any of these episodes. If you haven't already left a review, please go ahead and do so. You can do it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I love to see those. And it also helps to spread the message of this show. So I really appreciate that. It's a free option for you to support this show, and literally is going to take you a couple seconds to a minute. So I really appreciate that. And aside from that, I hope you all just have a beautiful rest of your week, and hopefully everything has just been going well in your lives. Lean into the discomfort, do the hard things, become better every single day, 1%, all the good stuff. You guys know it. And thank you very much for tuning into the show. As always, do everything with good intentions and connect to your elements. I'll see y'all on the next episode next Wednesday. Much love to every single one of you, and peace. This podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. Evan Roberts is not a medical professional, and this podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Statements and views expressed on this show are not medical advice. This podcast, including Evan Roberts and any guests on the show, disclaims responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained in this episode. If you think you have a medical problem, please consult a medical professional. Thank you.